Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Winnie. Welcome to our show.
Test time.
What?
Yeah. Let's test how much you know about Taiwan history.
Wow. I have a really bad feeling about this because I don't know too much about Taiwan history.
But if you love Taiwan, you need to know Taiwan history.
Okay. You can try to test me. Let me see what I know.
So, who were the first visitors to come to Taiwan?
Okay, we did an article about this before. I remember it's the Portuguese.
Yeah, they were the first foreigners who went past Taiwan. So, you get this one. What about what happened in Taipei on May 31st, 1945?
Oh my God.
Specific date.
It's a very specific date, and that's a really difficult question to answer. Do you know?
Actually, I don't really know as well.
Oh, it's okay. But I think we do see a clue here.
Right? Yes.
We see the word 1945. Japanese
what happened?
Did come to Taiwan during that time, right?
Yeah, I think they had control over Taiwan.
Okay. Okay, this is a little bit
too
hard. But what we can do is we can read our article for today. It's called Staying Alive in the Raid on Taihoku. Okay, I have no idea what that means, but it's okay. We can learn together. So let's take a look at our article now. Reading.
Staying Alive in the Raid on Taihoku. It is May 31st, 1945, and Taipei is under attack. Taiwan is under Japanese control and is being bombed by American warplanes in the Taihoku air raid. You and your family are civilians who are in Taipei when the bombings begin. This is the plot of the new Taiwanese board game, Raid on Taihoku. In the game, you and your family members must keep your heads above water. Everyone must work together to find supplies and stay alive until the raid is over. Raid on Taihoku was a crowdfunding project, said KJ, the game's producer. Ming, the game's designer, said it took about 1 year to make the game. He created 8 characters in the family, each with different attributes. This can lead to more than 7,000 ways of playing the game. Meanwhile, artist Nomi spoke with historians to create accurate artwork for the game. The goal of the game, besides fun, is to teach people about a part of Taiwan's history that isn't taught in schools.
Okay, our article first starts with, it is May 31st, 1945, and Taipei is under attack. Now, when you're under attack, it means that a country or a person or, you know, someone is trying to hurt you, basically. So, under attack, we can see that it's usually a country trying to attack or hurt another country. So, for example, England was under attack by Germany during World War II.
今天的课文要带大家回到1945年。看到这个3040年代就知道 it was World War II, 第二次世界大战。And Taipei is under attack too. Attack 是攻击，前面我们加上 under, 介系词，表示在攻击之下就是遭到袭击。像例句也是二战中英国遭到德国的攻击。
Next, the article says, Taiwan is under Japanese control and is being bombed by American warplanes in a Taihoku air raid. Now, a raid is basically when another person tries to, they also like kind of attack and they kind of invade the space as well. So we can see that, like Winnie said earlier, that Japanese control Taiwan and there's a lot of bombs going on. There's a lot of people coming to Taiwan and attacking us, unfortunately.
大家历史不知道好不好诶。记得二战的时候台湾是日本的殖民地。So Taiwan was under Japanese control, 受到日本的控制。所以这时候呢是遭到美国及其他同盟军的战机袭击。那这个事件呢在历史上就被称为台北大空袭。Because we are being bombed.
Yes, and bomb here is our vocabulary word. It's spelled B-O-M-B, bomb. It's a verb and it means to attack a place or people with something called a bomb. Now, a bomb explodes when it hits the ground, or sometimes a timer is set and the bomb goes off.
Like movies.
Yeah, in the movies,
right?
Exactly. So, yeah, it's kind of scary to think that a bomb is dropping from the sky onto your country. But we can also say something like this. Bomb means to fail. So, for example, I bombed my exam. So it's a more conversational thing you can say. Or the movie bombed at the box office, meaning the movie failed to make a lot of money. So there's actually kind of two meanings to this. If we want to use it in a sentence, we can say, the city was heavily bombed during World War I.
Bomb 有名词和动词的用法，当作名词就是 a bomb 炸弹，一颗炸弹。那当作动词呢，就是轰炸，用炸弹袭击。Some people drop a bomb, they are bombing the city. 不过通常会用被动，像例句是 was heavily bombed, 在一战中被猛烈轰炸。在文章我们也看到现在进行被动式 is being bombed, 正受到轰炸。这是什么事件呢？Taihoku Air Raid. Raid 刚刚说就是突袭，但另外 Tiffin 老师有补充， Bomb 在动词口语上也有惨败的意思，像是期末考考砸了， I bombed my finals, 或是计划搞砸了等等。
Let's continue reading. It says, you and your family are civilians who are in Taipei when the bombings begin. Oh, that's scary. So civilian is, they're people just like you and me. And it means that we are people that are not part of the military or the police. So we're very innocent here.
We don't carry weapons.
Yeah.
当然战争最无情的就是无辜的百姓 civilians. 文章接着请大家想象一下啦，你和家人都在台北，这时候炸弹无预警的从天而降，四处炸开。I'm pretty sure it was after the attack on Pearl Harbor, right? 珍珠港事件。So the Americans wanted revenge. They wanted to do the same thing back to Japan. 所以也要突袭日本的领地。So we're in the middle of a war. 我们在战争中。That's too scary.
Yeah, I think so as well. And it says, this is the plot of the new Taiwanese board game, Raid on Taihoku, okay? A plot is the story of something. So, the plot of the movie or the plot of a board game. You have a story about the board game.
Luckily, we don't really have to go through all of this because we're just in a game.
Oh, thank God.
同学以为历史课又要开始了，不要紧张啦。This is just a plot of a new board game. 就是这款台北大空袭的桌游，其中的故事情节之一啦。我们用 plot 来指故事的情节，其实就是 story. 比如说 how did you think of the plot of the movie? 你觉得电影的故事情节如何？
I love the plot of Beauty and the Beast. It's a classic.
I haven't seen it yet.
But you've seen the cartoon, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's kind of the same, I guess.
That's
the
plot
is the same. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, in the game, you and your family members must keep your heads above water. Okay, keep your head above water. You can kind of imagine yourself literally in the water and you're trying to breathe.
Oh.
So, yeah, so this expression means that you need to... you want to manage or you want to get away from any kind of difficulties or even financial difficulties. But let's take a break because this is our shortcut for you and we can have our teacher explain more about what this means.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how's your new job going?
Oh, not bad.
Not bad? That doesn't sound so great.
Actually, it's been very difficult.
Well, keep your head above water, all right?
Keep my head above water? I know how to swim, okay?
To keep one's head above water means to keep up with one's work.
I see. Keep one's head above water is 勉强应付过去。
Bingo. Work hard and you'll keep your head above water.
Yeah, I need to try as hard as I can to keep my head above water.
What is it that you do again?
I'm a professional diver.
Oh.
So in this game, we must try to find out how to survive under the attack. That is intense.
Yeah, I don't want to be stuck in a war ever, and I hope that we never have to go through this again. All right, the article says, everyone must work together to find supplies and stay alive until the raid is over.
没错，因为在游戏中你是跟你的家人一起，所以这个游戏的目标就是大家要一起合力 work together and find supplies 直到突袭结束。
Let's first find out what supplies means. It's spelled S-U-P-P-L-I-E-S, supplies. Now, supplies here is a noun and it means the things you need for a specific time or a particular person. So, these things are like food, water, clothing, etc. So we can think about a situation, a particular, a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go camping, we must bring supplies. So the supplies for when we go camping are things like a tent, sleeping bag, food, water, and many more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what, like to start fire maybe?
Yeah, maybe, maybe a match. you don't have to make fire with sticks. So these are supplies, things you will need for a particular event. Or we can also say a lot of people in poor countries don't have a lot of basic medical supplies, meaning the medical supplies meaning things like medicine or needles and clean hospital beds. So supplies can mean many different things depending on the situation. For example, we can say, Mom keeps all of the cleaning supplies in that cabinet.
Supplies 使用复数型的时候表示生活的必需品。所以呢在这个游戏中大家必须合力找到吃的、用的、穿的、保暖的，反正就是所有让你活下去必须用到的用品都是 supplies. Sometimes we need the airplanes to send in supplies when a disaster happens. 尤其是这个天灾期间可能就得运送物资，那就是用这个 supplies 这个字。
Right. Okay, next in the article it says, Raid on Taihoku was a crowdfunding project, said KJ, the game's producer. Okay, let's figure out what crowdfunding means, because this is actually something that's been quite popular recently.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind crowdfunding is a lot of different people. So people you don't know, like strangers, they give you money to fund a project. So sometimes people use this because maybe they have a really great idea, but they don't have enough money to make it available for someone to use. So maybe if you want to start a restaurant, you have a great idea for a restaurant, but you don't have enough money for it, you can try crowdfunding. You can ask people, strangers, to help fund your restaurant.
Oh, that's interesting. So that means people put in money in advance because they really like this game, right?
Yeah.
我们看 crowdfunding 拆成一半就是 crowd, 群众 funding, 资助所以就是群众募资啦。在台北大空袭就是其中的一个例子 said by the game's producer, KJ. What's a producer?
Okay, a producer is spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R. It's someone who makes something like a movie, a play or music. And producers usually they give their opinions and they try to provide money so that they can make this project happen. And we can use it in a sentence like this. Steven Spielberg isn't just a director, but he's also a producer to many other movies.
Producer 是 produce, 制作加上 R 就是制作人。我们会在电影啊、音乐专辑里等等都会有 producer。像 Tiffany 老师刚刚这个例句里提到史蒂芬史皮博不只是导演他也是很多电影的制作人他可能没有真的导这部电影不过他帮忙提供意见啦或是找资金啊找人来演让这部电影可以顺利完成 And KJ is the producer of this board game、
Next we learn about the person who made this game Ming So Ming, the game's designer said it took about 1 year to make the game
除了制作人也有这个 a designer 设计师也就是这里的 Ming 他说完成这个桌游花了将近一年的时间所以我们看到 it takes 人加时间加 to be 这样的句型这里 take 是花费的意思所以这个句型表示做某件事情花了多少时间用 it 来当虚主词所以我们也可以说 it takes me about 30 minutes to go to work it 指的就是后面这个 to go to work 去上班这件事情大约要花30分我们也可以把人当作主词但这时候动词就得用 spend I spent about 30 minutes going to work So how do we play this game?
Okay, it says He created 8 characters in the family, each with different attributes. So an attribute is just a quality or feature someone has. So maybe honesty is Winnie's best attribute.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Or like her eyes are her best attribute. Could be a feature on a face.
Attribute 这个字有点难，就是特征属性。所以游戏设计是创造了8个家人，每个人都有不同的属性。So you can imagine in family, there might be grandparents, dad, mom, sisters, brothers, and even pets. 那他们可能就有不同的特征，有的有强有弱，有人会煮饭，有人会砍柴，各自有不同的功能。So each one can help in a different way.
That's right, and it says this can lead to more than 7,000 ways of playing the game.
Wow.
Wow, so that means that this can lead to, it can begin, it can start to people playing the game in so many different ways. That's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, 所以搭配起来就有不同的效果。I'm not really good at math, but the article tells us the answer. 那文章就接着说 this can lead to, 会导致会创造出7000种以上不同的结果。This is amazing. So every time when you play, it would be a totally different game.
Right. It says, meanwhile, artist Nomi spoke with historians to create accurate artwork for the game.
Meanwhile 是同一时间，我们也可以说 at the same time. 画家呢也帮了很大的忙。It's hard for us to imagine how life would be in the wartime. So these people had to ask a lot of people for help.
Right, and the first person they asked was a historian. And a historian is a person who studies history, or they write about it, they write books about it. So what's fun is you see the word, you see at the end, I-A-N, it just means a person. So if you had history plus I-A-N...Take out the Y, I-A-N, it's a historian, person who studies history. Okay, for example, we can also say Professor Huang is a historian and an expert in Asian studies.
I-A-N 字尾有人的意思，像我们学过加 E-R 加 O-R, 这里呢 I-A-N 也有人的意思，像文章说到这个 historian, 就是 history 加 I-A-N, 历史学家的意思。所以啊，艺术家拜访历史学家， but why to createaccurate artwork.
All right, right, because accurate, A-C-C-U-R-A-T-E. Accurate, it's an adjective, and it means something that is true, correct, and there are no mistakes at all. So, for example, we can say, she tried to give an accurate description of the thief so the police can catch him.
试着确切形容小偷 ，accurate 是确切、正确无误的。所以为了正确传达那时候的时空背景啦，画家也特别拜访了历史学家，才能够创造出最贴近史实的画作，比如说服装啊、发型啊、建筑啊、街道等等。That's actually really impressive, especially when this is not something that everybody knows. So they have to put in a lot of work to try to get things right.
Yeah, they say that the goal of the game.Besides fun, is to teach people about a part of Taiwan's history that isn't taught in schools. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know about this event after high school, maybe. 所以这个游戏就是为了让更多人知道这段历史, and that's the goal of the game.
Right, so let's learn about the word goal. It's spelled G-O-A-L, goal. It's a noun and it means something that you achieve, that you try to achieve to do. So, for example, a lot of times we try to set a goal for ourselves. We want to achieve something. So, maybe we set a goal on getting 100 on our test. Or you want to set a goal for exercising maybe 3 days a week. So, all these things we want to achieve, those are called goals. For example, we can say, my goal for the new year is to eat healthy and exercise more.
That's my goal every year.
But I never really follow it. Oops.
每年的目标就是要吃的健康，运动更多。Goal 就是这个目标。像文章里句子有点复杂，其实呢就是除了趣味以外 ,besides fun, the goal is to teach people about Taiwan's history. So I guess they have reached their goal.At least now both of us know this part of the history and that we didn't know before.
Yeah, so they definitely reached that goal, but I'm really curious about how we play this game.
Right.
Now, but before we get into that, because that's the next day, let's take a quick break and let's go to our For You chat. All right, so our For You chat question for today is, what is your favorite kind of game? Why?
Everybody likes playing games. Mm. I play board games, card games like 大老二 and mahjong.
Oh my gosh, I love mahjong.
Do you play mahjong?
I do.
Oh, sometimes
Surprise.
It's too hard for...
Yeah.
Foreigners.
I think it's because of the Chinese characters. And
is
I
it
learned
really?
How to.
No.
I learned how to.
It's something about math, too. And they're
really?
Bad at it.
I think it's also like a puzzle game as well. You have to be quite smart and thinking of
right.
a strategy.
And all the combinations,
yeah.
too.
I love mahjong.
Yeah, we should
so
start.
Fun.
Playing someday.
Do you wanna, we need two more people, so if you want to play mahjong with us. Also, we like playing video games and cell phone games.
You do, really?
I do. Because I have a younger brother, so when we were little, we would play video games a
like
lot.
Like PS4?
So. Yeah, or even older, we used to play Nintendo 64.
任天堂,
you will know how old I am now. Yeah, so a lot of different games that you can play. So ask your friends, what is, or ask your classmates. You can think about this yourself. What is your favorite kind of game and why? Don't forget to stick into day two because we learn more about this cool board game.
Yeah.
But that's all the time we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Winnie.
See you guys soon. Bye.
Staying alive in the raid on Taihoku. It is May 31st, 1945, and Taipei is under attack. Taiwan is under Japanese control and is being bombed by American warplanes in the Taihoku air raid. You and your family are civilians who are in Taipei when the bombings begin. This is the plot of the new Taiwanese board game, Raid on Taihoku. In the game, you and your family members must keep your heads above water. Everyone must work together to find supplies and stay alive until the raid is over. Raid on Taihoku was a crowdfunding project, said KJ, the game's producer. Ming, the game's designer, said it took about 1 year to make the game. He created 8 characters in the family, each with different attributes. This can lead to more than 7,000 ways of playing the game. Meanwhile, artist Nomi spoke with historians to create accurate artwork for the game. The goal of the game, besides fun, is to teach people about a part of Taiwan's history that isn't taught in schools.
Vocabulary review.
Bomb. The warplanes bombed the enemy country and killed many of its soldiers. Supplies. This ship will take supplies, such as food and medicine, abroad to the army. Producer. A movie producer's job is to get or give the money needed to make a film. Historian. Herbert works as a historian and especially focuses on ancient Greek history. Accurate. The movie gives an accurate look at life in 18th century America. Goal. Julie's goal is to become a famous singer one day.